Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back for day six. Day six of our 7-day faith walk, fast, and prayer challenge. I'm so excited about today, y'all. We're going to get straight into this word. Woo, yesterday's word had me in the spirit. I had to go shout when we were done. And today is no different, y'all. Today's word, y'all, is going to touch your spirit, hopefully. Today's word is one day with you is worth more than. One day with you is worth more than, fill in that blank. One day with you is worth more than what? One day with you is worth more than anything. For me, it's anything. What is that one for you? What is that one day worth for you, y'all? It's worth more than anything for me. So let's get into today's word. It's Psalm 84, 10 through 12. The word says, one day spent in your house, this beautiful place of worship, beats thousands spent on Greek island beaches. I'd rather scrub floors in the house of my God than be honored as a guest in the palace of sin. All sunshine and sovereign foreign is God, generous in gifts and glory. He doesn't scrimp with his traveling companions. It's smooth sailing all the way with God of the angel armies. So y'all, this word is telling y'all, one day spent in God's house, his beautiful place of worship, beats thousands spent on a island beach, y'all. Imagine that. Thousands of days on the beach. Thousands of days in Greece. Imagine it. One day with God is worth more than that. I recently was on social media and I saw this post that touched my spirit, and it was an amazingly successful entrepreneur. And he was on a podcast, and there was a guy and a girl. It was like two co-hosts that were hosting the podcast. And the guy says to the host of the podcast, he says, if I give both of you $1 million today, would that make you happy? And they both said, yes, yes, that'll make us happy. Then he said, what if I up it to 10 million? What if I give you both individually $10 million today? Will that make you happy? And they both said, yes, absolutely. Then he said, what if I told you that you won't be here tomorrow? Would you still take the 10 million? And they said, no. So he said, so you mean to tell me that waking up tomorrow is worth more than $10 million? And he said, yes. He said, so if waking up tomorrow is worth more than $10 million, why aren't we operating like that? Why aren't we waking up excited? Why aren't we acting like we have the biggest blessing to just simply live? Why are we not realizing that? And it touched my spirit, and it made me think of this amazing movie that I love by Disney Pixar called Soul. I don't know if you guys have ever saw it. It's an animated movie. It's a literally a beautiful movie, and it's like PG, I think, or rated G or something, but it's amazing. And it's literally about this musician and teacher. Jamie Foxx plays the teacher, and he is just yearning for something. And you guys will see what happens if you watch it. I encourage you to do it. That's your homework. If you have not done it yet, please watch the movie. But you'll see sometimes we look for something so much more. We look for something greater instead of being so happy with what we have and realizing what we have is the greatest gift. We wake up every day and we hop about our beds and we go run and get the kids ready for school. And then we go run and go to work. And then we come home and we cook, and we don't even acknowledge that God blessed us to plant our feet another day, blessed our children to wake up, blessed us to have a vehicle to take them to school in, blessed us to be employed, to have a job to report to, blessed us to come back home and have food on the table and have the resources to provide a meal, blessed us to be able to nourish the children and make and allow them to rest comfortably in beds that he provided. We don't even acknowledge it. We just go, 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 go. And then we wonder why we wake up and we're looking for something else. We're looking for like a bigger thing. And we complain and we wonder. And I used to have friends that would do this, and they are not my friends anymore. I used to have a friend that literally would just complain all day, every day. I literally cut her off. I called her one day and cut her off in tears. I was, I can't do this no more. I can't be in this type of spirit. I can't be around this type of energy. I can't be around this negativity. It does nothing for the spirit of God. It does nothing but battles him. And y'all, when y'all are around negativity, you're literally around demonic behaviors. You're literally around things that are related and in relation to the devil. And we all got our ways. I'm not calling anybody a devil. I'm not trying to be that person. But I am telling y'all that sometimes when we act out, we are acting as if we represent the devil. So we have to be careful, because those things can be overtake us and become literally an entire spirit, a demonic spirit with us. You got to watch what you're around. You got to watch what you're digesting. So make sure that you are one of those people that realizes that one day spent in the house of God, worshiping him, is worth more than thousands spent on a Greek island. Be that person. Understand it's worth thousands more, y'all. So I want y'all to spend this one day. We got one day left in this fast. Let's make it count. Let's make it count. Literally, we're on our last few hours. Tomorrow is it. Let's act as if we don't know if we're going to wake up tomorrow, because we don't. Let's thank God for what he has done already. Let's thank God for what he has kept us from. Let's thank God that we are on track. And if he blesses us to wake up tomorrow, we have the opportunity to be in the presence of a God that is worth more than thousands, thousands of days, hours, years spent on Greek island beaches. I hope this word touches you, and I will talk to you soon. Have a good day.